Thank you for holding. Is this Lucas?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Lucas. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a busy morning. I got my coffee going. So needed the coffee.
That's good.
Yeah. Gotta have it. I understand
Absolutely.
That you were speaking with Tara. She's one of my better representatives. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yep, she did. Great job.
All right. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. She asked me to apply a new in business credit. She said you just started the business like 2 months ago.
Yep, I did.
Well, congratulations to you. Is this your first business?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. It's a whirlwind. I don't know why that was so hard to say, but it's worth it. You know, it's kind of a long-run thing. It doesn't happen immediately.
Yeah, I'm hoping over the next year or so I'll be able to build something, you know, reputable.
Yeah. Yeah, we could definitely fast-track that process by having you in front of your customers every time they're doing the search. Those branding effects usually help the business come to fruition a lot faster than if they're not seeing you, you know. So the major benefit to you is that we even have the listing available. You know, if you look up electricians, whether it be, you know, Dudley or the county or surrounding areas, there's going to be a map that pops up, and then there's only three of you guys that will show up next to that map there. That's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement. We only have one spot open currently, so we're actually going down a list of the qualified candidates right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category. So, you know, we won't be able to work with any other electricians in the area that provide the same services. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. It looks like you tried to create a Google business profile, huh?
I did, yeah.
Okay. I see that. Okay, no verification completed. Did you ever request that verification letter in the mail?
I wasn't sure what happened. I started filling everything out online, and then, it seemed like the Cory check stuff, it wasn't, like, going through, so.
Yeah, it's an unverified, so it's, like, not actually being viewed or viewable, being made viewable.
Yeah.
Okay. So that'd be the first thing we would do is just get your verification going. You have all proper, like, license and insurance?
Yep, I do.
Okay. They're going to ask you to send that in. And then I found a website for you here. Website's nice. I like the logo.
Thank you.
All right, so let's see if I can get the pricing down. All right, 35 to 45 miles. And you don't go outside of Mass? You stay within the state line?
Yeah, I have to because of my license.
Right, yeah, okay. So let me submit. All right. Oh, you're doing Home Advisor by Angie?
Yeah, I just signed up the other day.
How do you like it so far?
I haven't used it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's a good thing we got a hold of you then. Because those guys, they're a reseller. So they do Google advertising. Like they put themselves on Google on the first page of the search results, but they resell the leads that they get. So, like, somebody fills out that form, they send that form to, like, five of you, and they charge all of you the lead fee even if you don't get the job.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And what my customers have found is they usually like being on Google independently a lot better because people could just call you directly as a live call. You don't get like a lead texted that you got to try to chase down or convince that you're better than the other guys. Or sometimes it's a dead number or somebody beat you to the punch and then they still charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So
they kind of made it sound like they don't charge you unless you get the job.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too. And then people find out the hard way once they get into it. Like, they dispute them and then they don't always reimburse you for them. But there's actually a couple of reports out there. If you look up the FTC, like the Federal Trade Commission versus Home Advisor, there's some articles that you could read about them. And there's also like reviews on Glassdoor, which is from the business owners that use it, not the homeowners. And it gets like a one star across the board because they end up, nobody likes paying for, you know, something they didn't get, you know. If you get the job, who cares, you know? If it's 50, 100 bucks for the lead, you get a job out of it, then, you know, why not? But sometimes they kind of misinterpret it, though. Like, oh, the leads are 18 to 150. And then, and then you get on there, the first lead's 150, you know. You're like, what's going on? So I've heard some crazy
stories. Yeah, that's kind of what they were saying. It didn't sound too bad, you know, the way they made it sound, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to cancel it or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously a month or two of this, I feel like you'll probably wind up doing that anyway. If you compare what it's like having people call you directly and then the overall cost monthly versus what it would cost you to purchase leads, you know, save you money and make you more at the same time. There's far more people just calling off the first page of Google than are actually going down to the bottom half of the first page, filling out Home Advisor's form and then getting quoted by bunch of people. If they're doing that, then they don't mind sitting in the dark, you know, and seeing what.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah, but as far as cost for this, I actually do have a quote for you. So we have a platinum package. It's advertised at $499 month to month. It's almost the exact same package that Premier Plus Electric Inc. is using out there. I can reduce the rate down to just $299 as part of the new in business credit. So, you know, you'd be looking at about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis, but the beauty of it is I could lock in that discounted pricing structure for the package, so you don't have to worry about that price ever going back up to the $499 pricing structure. But that's what you would need in order to cover, like, you know, that 35 to 40-mile radius within the state of Mass for the 15 keywords.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $299 for how long?
Well, it's month to month for as long as you're with us. So we just go 1 month
okay.
at a time. Mm-hmm. You're not binded to any kind of contract. So we just go 30 days at a time with you. We want to be able to evaluate you as well, make sure the reviews are coming back good and everything. If things start sliding downhill or some crazy stuff happens where you're like a serial killer, not saying you are, right? or I even think you're anything close to that, right? But it's just we like to kind of try each other out. Rather than just, hey, let's sign up for a year. You know, we want to be able to part ways if something does go downhill. So we have review monitoring, you know, things like that. You know, we always tell you to try to be as professional as possible when you go out to your clients and get good reviews. But we do know there's some people that are unruly, and we got your back if that happens, unless it's like an actual verified, you know, situation where they're, you know, verified as a lead through the tracking system, and then they have pictures of the job and what's going on, and then, you know, they actually wrote it through their email. So that's a different scenario where, you know, you have to rebuttal those your own. But if it's just like somebody, you know, one of your competitors trying to slander you, you know, things like that, we have ways of kind of stopping that from happening by the review monitoring system and the verified reviews that they have there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think? I mean, if I could approve a package like that at $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in doing for the business?
I mean, I was trying to get on Google anyway, so, you know, if you got that first page advertisement going and it's the only one, I mean, I think I'm in on that.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, it's a no-brainer for you. And then the Google verification, once we got you verified, you're verified forever. So not saying you'll leave us anytime soon, but if you were to leave us, you'll still have your Google verification and your Google business profile. All your reviews will still exist. So you'll have that. So that's a good long-term benefit, too. I'm going to create your Google business profile, Lucas. I know you already kind of created this, but didn't complete verification. So in case anything changes, I'm just going to start from the top. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yeah.
Okay, so 508-768-8870?
Correct.
Okay, and then your business name is the same as, I mean, your last name is the same as it's listed on the business, right?
It's Lucas Nowosadko. Yep.
Nowosadko, okay. I didn't want to mess it up. I wanted to hear you say it first.
it's a tough one.
Yeah. I like how the sad is pronounced fully, though. It's pretty cool. Nowosadko. Okay. And then how do you want, like, your hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday to Friday, 8 to 4.
Friday.
Actually, you could put Saturday in there, too. Monday to Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 4, Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. gotta watch football.
Absolutely. Not anymore. Especially this year.
The Pats, yeah, they were tough to watch this year. I was hoping that Belichick would come back and they would get rid of that quarterback, but I don't know. Dawn of a new day. Maybe they get a new quarterback anyway. And I heard they were going to hire Gerard Mayo. It's like a former player.
Yeah.
Or maybe
I think they went with somebody else.
Oh, did they already hire someone?
Yeah, they did, like the day after Belichick resigned.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wicked fast.
Yeah. Was it Gerard Mayo, though? I think he was already.
No.
No, it wasn't him? I thought it was Gabby.
It wasn't Mayo and it wasn't Vrabel. I can't remember who it was, though.
That would have been cool to have
Vrabel. It was an old player.
Yeah, Vrabel was a monster back in the day. All right, so let me go ahead and submit. Monday through Saturday, 8 to 4, Sunday closed. Okay, and then they're going to send you this PIN verification letter in the mail. It's a little postcard-sized envelope. It'll come from Google directly, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 4 Putnam Road.
4?
Dudley, Mass.
Road, Dudley. I have 4 West Dudley Road. No. You said platinum, like gold and platinum?
No, Putnam. P-U-T-N-A-M.
Oh, that's the problem. Okay. Putnam. Found it. Okay. 01571.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. And you could hide this address if you like. You want me to hide it for you?
Yeah, it's my home address.
Okay. So it'll still say Dudley, Mass, and I'll have the zip there, but I'll hide the street address and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. You're going to the customers anyway. They're not coming to you, so don't got to have it up there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then website's good. You're comfortable with me attaching the website to the Google Business Profile?
Yeah. I might change my domain name. I think it's kind of long, so...
Okay. Let me do this then now. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and then I'll also send over an email for you to send in, like, photos and stuff like that for the Google Business Profile. But if you do change the domain name, just let me know, or you could text it over, and then I could swap it out for you. So that way that's
okay.
Showing. But we'll have this one up and running until further notice. There's my number, and then here comes the email for you to send in any additional photos. Also, want to send in your company logo. It's branded on the site already, but we want to have that branded on the Google Business Profile as well as any other online directories that you have. Okay, so let me submit. All right, perfect. All right, boom. All right, let me go back here. Okay, and then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing and your invoice receipt?
Yeah. I always forget what it is. I got a couple of different emails, so. Let's see, so yeah, it's L, no Stadco.
Okay, L, no Stadco.
.elec.
.elec.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. Update. Okay. Make sure this comes back valid. Okay. Valid. Good. All right. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
All right. All right, so I got the business profile set up. We have to schedule a client interview. Client interview is where they're going to go over, like, your keywords and services, the service area, and then we just want to pick your brain, make sure we're listing you properly, so that way the calls that come through are always qualified and not just somebody wasting your time. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete them. So what's your schedule look like tomorrow?
Pretty open for the
pretty
most
open.
Part.
Okay, yeah. I can do it or like a little earlier in the day if you wanted to do like 10 and 11.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. And then I'll set it up to text you at about 9 o'clock, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes within your schedule, just let me know when that text comes through. I could always reschedule it, but I definitely want to make sure we get everything up and running as soon as possible, since it's a month-to-month service. I like to get things going and put you in position to get some return on investment before that next bill rolls around.
Absolutely.
All right, so let me go ahead and schedule this. Standard. Invite all guests. No sadco.leck@gmail.com. All right. So I got that client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 10 and 11. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Just a card.
Okay. So question, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or, well, your name is in the business name, or both?
Personal card.
Okay, so I'll make sure to send over the receipt so that you could write it off as a business expense. It'll be under your Google advertising.
Okay,
and is the billing address the same as the street address?
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
All right, I got to grab it. It's in my truck. Just give me a second.
Oh, no worries. Sounds like winter.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear the snow.
A little crunchy outside.
Yeah.
All right, so ready for the card number?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, so it's 3793.
3793.
Yep, 6402.
6402.
1799.
1799.
Yep. 344.
344. Okay. And this is registering as an American Express in our system. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then there should be a, or the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration is 0824.
Okay. And it says there's a 4-digit code on the front for American Express.
Yep, 6826.
6826, okay. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you before I process any transaction with your business. As I walk you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or if you don't agree to it, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction, okay?
All right.
All right. So you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Lucas Noah Sadco, electrician.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Lucas Noah Sadco, owner and operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Lucas, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So I know what you currently have, but what we want to avoid is like duplicating any online listings or paying for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check with me. I sent you my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. So if you want to double check, okay, give us a heads up. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months before you evaluate it for return on investment. However, it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 17th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. We've also included some Facebook advertisement for you at no additional cost. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 17th day, but you're going to keep the discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely, okay, for that platinum package and all of its contents. Now, it does state in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind, no funny business. However, we do ask, if you are going to discontinue your services with us, that you contact us before the next billing is due, or like before the 17th day of the month, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And it says we part ways as friends. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment. When this payment clears, you're going to receive your Google verification form. You got to fill that out. You'll submit your license and insurance and everything there. It's a pretty easy form to fill out. It just has like an upload file tab. You just kind of press on it, and you can take a picture of the license and insurance paperwork that you have, or if you already have it in there, you could just kind of upload it directly from your photos. And then there's also going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. You have to sign off on the bottom of it. So it'll have all the products and features outlined in black and white, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy, everything.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to hang on the line with you, though, just to make sure you got those, and then we'll be good to go until the client interview tomorrow between 10 and 11.
All right, let me check.
All right, so looks like payment cleared according to finance. Okay, this is automated. I'm going to manually send over the Google verification form as well. So you might end up getting two of those, but it's totally fine. All whichever right. one you submit, you only need you to submit it once. Okay. If you are missing any of the things that it's requesting in your Google verification, don't panic. Just try to fill it out as much as you can. I'll submit it to Google. If they tell us anything's missing, we'll just, or like they can't verify it because of what's missing, then I could just get on a three-way call. I have a buddy across the street who can, we could verify it over the phone with you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Submit. Okay. Looks like everything's gone through. Just got to confirm on your end. So there should be that text in there. It'll say, Lucas, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got it.
Okay. That one's the outline of the agreement. There's a hard copy of that in your email. And then the other one will be similar, but it'll start with Local Splash, and then it'll say, Lucas, to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. And there's a link in there.
Okay.
You got both of those?
Yep, I did.
All right, perfect. So fill those out. Sometimes it takes my guys 2 to 3 days to fill out the Google verification. That's totally fine, but definitely want to make sure that you have signed off on your subscription terms before the client interview tomorrow between 10 and 11, or they'll just start the conversation with that.
Okay, I'll handle that right after we get off the phone.
Sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm the account lead. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Lucas, so you have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10.
All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Right, goodbye.
Have a good one.